sometimes hundreds of those different posts.
And do you ever see a fence that's going out like this?
No, the fence. Now there could be a where the corral is made.
Uh-huh. What's a corral?
That is a type of I might not be too sure about it, but I think it's a type of fencing where you keep horses in the corral.
What would you call a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Stone wall.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you would call it.
And what's the difference between a bucket and a pail?
No difference. Really, what the person wants to call it, depending upon the person.
What would you probably call it?
Bucket.
And the thing you carry food to the hogs in?
Slop pan.
Okay. And if you cut flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a
vase.
And if you were setting the table next to each plate, you'd give everybody
a table setting with a spoon, knife, and fork.
With a what?
A napkin, spoon, knife, and fork.
Okay. And if you served steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak.
Knives.
Huh?
Steak knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to
rewash them.
And after she washes the dishes, then to get the suds off, she
rinses the dishes.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them?
Dish towel.
What about when you're drying them?
Drying cloth.
And to bathe your face with, you have
a wash towel.
And something that you use to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth. To keep it from spilling out, you pour it through a
funnel.
And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with
a rein.
Okay.
A whip, I'm sorry, you hold in the rein and you hit them with a whip.
When you're driving a horse or plowing, you'd call that the rein?
Rein, yes.
What about when you're riding on
it? The rein.
And your feet are in the?
In the stirrups.
And before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, you say you have to do what to them?
Before you hitch them?
Yeah, you have to.
Oh, you have to put this thing in their mouth and everything. Oh, I can't think of that.
Or the whole thing you have to put on them. You say you have to put the...
When you're just riding one, a saddle.
No, when you're going to hitch into a buggy or a wagon or something. You have to put the...
Ooh, I know what it is. I can't think.
Do you ever hear, gear them up or harness them or...
Harness, put the harness on it. Yeah.
Okay. And if you wanted to break the, get the ground ready for planting, you break it up with a...
Plow.
What different kinds of plows?
Oh, there are several. Now you have the, I don't know the name for them, but the plow where you would have to use the horse and harness them up, and the man be, well, I would say that's a sort of a manual plow. Then you have the plow,
a
manual, because you put man labor behind it. Now they have now these tractors with plows. And those are what people use most now. But in these little gardens, now it's a man in my neighborhood still has that horse and mule. And he's a relative old man. And he'll come out and plow your garden up. You pay him, he plows them up. Hendrix or something. And he still does that. Because, see, if you just got a little garden, so many feet,